right, if you could just mix the fruit in for me, John.
All right.
Then you'd better get yourself over to Lower Loxley and give Helen a hand with the ice cream.
She better be serious about being rushed off her feet, I mean.
She sounded fairly frantic on the phone.
Raspberries, is that right?
Yes, that's the one.
Well, she's not busy. I'm coming back. Got enough to do here. But those pig budgets for a start.
Well, at least stay long enough to give her a break.
Yeah, all right.
She might want to look round the show or something.
Oh, great for some people, eh? Only wish I had the time. How much of this do you want in?
Half the tub. There's a mark on the side, if you look.
Oh, yeah.
And if you could mix it in really thoroughly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I do appreciate this, John. I was going to be up against it this morning with Clary off and everything.
No problem.
You'll probably see her over at Lower Loxley, actually. The boys wanted to have a look at the vintage cars.
Oh, yeah? William got his eye on another couple of number plates, has he?
Don't think even William Grundy could manage that.
Nah, I wouldn't put it past him. Probably have him in a car boot sale next Saturday.
You never know.
Is that enough, do you reckon?
Yeah, that looks about right. So, when do you think you'll have these budgets ready?
Tonight, I hope.
Good.
Well, I have to be tonight. I'm supposed to be working over at Uncle Phil's tomorrow.
Oh, so you are. I'd forgotten.
I might ask Ruth to have a look through them while I'm there. See if I've got the feed costs right.
Good idea.
Well, you know what feed prices are like at the moment. She ought to be fairly up to date, I'd have thought.
And when are you thinking of showing them to Dad?
Oh, I don't know yet. Depends.
On what?
Do you reckon he's going to go with it, Mum?
I don't see why not. It's up to you to make a convincing case.
Oh, the market's there, I'm positive. Well, they can't get enough at the moment. Bacon, pork, chicken, same for everything. If it's organic, people want it.
In that case, the figures should come out pretty well.
Yeah, they'll stack up all right. No question about that.
So what's the problem then?
If I'm going to do it, I might as well do it on a proper commercial scale.
Yeah, let's not jump ahead of ourselves.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying, if the market's there...
The first thing you've got to do is get those gilts over from Willow Farm.
Yeah, but I'd like to get some wieners as well. Otherwise, it's going to be years before I sell anything.
Fine. So let's all sit down with the figures, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
If they're as good as you say they are, your dad's not going to stand in your way.
You don't reckon?
No, of course not. He just wants to know it's going to be viable, that's all, and that you thought it out properly.
I have, honestly.
Good. I can assure you, John, if you get this enterprise up and running, no one's going to be more delighted than your dad or me, for that matter.
Dad, are you there? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not actually allowed in here, am I?
Not really. You know what the food hygiene people are like.
I ought to.
The Gestapo.
Look, I'm afraid the shop's not open today.
Yeah, I know. This is awful of me, but would there be any chance of some ice cream?
Oh, I expect so.
Oh, thanks ever so much. Only we've had a load of bookings for tonight, and I've just discovered we've practically run out.
Can you hang on there, please? I'm sorry, we won't keep you waiting long.
Problems?
Oh, nothing serious. Just the film people causing total mayhem, as usual.
Oh, dear.
They're trying to get one of their trucks out. So where on earth is it, for goodness sake?
What's happened to the steward?
I've sent him off to find Nigel. He's not answering his radio.
Ah.
That's the main problem. Are you there, Nigel? Nigel? Oh, come on.
Your poor Auntie Elizabeth's not having a very good day, is she?
I'm sorry, Daniel. Haven't even said hello, have I?
We've come to see the teddy bear's picnic, haven't we, sweetheart?
Well, I hope you enjoy it. It's a new item for us.
Any chance of meeting up for a cup of tea later? Or are you going to be too busy?
Goodness, I hope not. Not all day. I'm sure I can find 10 minutes.
Good.
Yes, all right. We're doing our best.
Oh, I think this might be your truck coming now.
Oh, great, at last.
This is probably a stupid question, but why don't they take the lorries out of the other entrance?
They can't, apparently. Not the Pantechnicons, anyway. The turn's too sharp.
Oh, yes, I suppose it is.
The point is, if we'd known they were still going to be here, we could have changed things around. Could have had our own traffic coming in from the other side.
Like you did for the horse show.
Exactly. It worked perfectly well. Oh. Yeah, and the same to you.
You're getting the crowd anyway.
I'm not complaining. Right, let's get this slot moving. Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry to hold you up. Thank you.
Well, they all look happy enough.
Thank goodness.
Mum said she might come over later.
Oh, good.
If she can drag Dad away from harvesting for a couple of hours.
Well, I know someone who won't be here, Betty Tucker.
Oh, what, because of Brenda and the famous bordello scene?
It wasn't as bad as it sounds.
Betty was a bit upset, though.
Morning!
Hi, John!
Hello!
You know they're queuing all the way back to the T-junction?
Oh, no!
What do you mean by, oh, no? You'll be making a bomb!
We've got to get them into the car park first.
Well, do your best. I want to sell them all ice creams. See you.
Maybe I'm taking it too seriously. What do you think?
Well, if that's how you feel.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's someone you care about, and they've got these sort of attitudes.
Oh, you like to think of them as perfect, don't you? Mm. Oh, stupid, I know. Goodness, I've got enough failings of my own.
Oh, come on, we all have.
But Pat, it's just that to actually reject someone from the team because of it. Well, it came as a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, it's what people say, isn't it? You can live with a person for years and years, and you still don't really know them.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well. He's still my Sid. For better or worse, I said.
He's a nice guy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know he is. Hey, you don't want to hear all this.
No, I don't mind.
No, I'll take the ice cream. Get out of your way. You've got work to do.
So, it was raspberry and blackcurrant, 2 litres of each.
Please.
Oh, honestly, the state of this freezer. I'm going to have to sort it out one of these days.
It's finding the time, isn't it?
Yeah, you can say that again. One raspberry.
You see, I think half the trouble with Sid is that he hasn't really met any gay people.
I'm sure he has.
Well, you know, ones he's known about.
Probably a case of not seeing what you don't want to see.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that maybe I ought to invite Sean and Peter over for a drink.
How well do you know them?
Oh, I know Sean reasonably well, and I did meet Peter once.
Oh, well then.
Well, it's only ignorance, isn't it, behind all these things? Maybe if Sid got to know them a bit better...
There we are. 2 litres of blackcurrant.
You don't think it's a good idea, do you?
Well, I tried something like that myself once. Total disaster.
Really?
Oh, not Tony. No, someone else. Someone I used to go out with.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not long after I met him, he cracked a couple of racist jokes. Or I thought they were, anyway. So, being an idealist, I go and arrange this supper party and ask these black friends of mine.
And it didn't work out?
Well, it was fine during the evening. Everyone seemed to be having a good time, but... after they'd gone, oh dear.
He wasn't happy?
Furious, actually. Said it was me who was the fascist.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, that was the last I ever saw of him. Not that I minded all that much.
It is a risk, I suppose, getting involved.
There you are, Daniel. How's that?
Oh, isn't that lovely?
How about you, Sheila?
Yeah, I think I'll have the chocolate chip.
Okay.
You seem to be doing good business.
Oh, not too bad at the moment.
You'll probably be back here doing organic pork rolls next year.
Oh, you heard then.
Yeah, Dad mentioned it. Sounds a great idea.
We'll be if we can get it off the ground. Still working on Dad at the moment. There we are.
Oh, that's super. Thanks.
170 then, please.
There you are.
Cheers.
You're building up quite a little organic empire over there. I can see Simon wanting to put the rent up.
Don't let Daddy say that.
Ah, Shula.
Oh, hello, Nelson. Mrs. Bargeter.
Shula, you haven't seen your sister around anywhere?
Not for an hour or so.
I swear she's avoiding us.
Well, you could try over by the steam engines. They had some sort of problem to sort out.
Oh, thank you.
John.
Yes, of course. Thank you, John.
Well, I don't know if they're still there now. This was about 20 minutes ago.
Come along, Nelson.
And how's young Daniel this morning? Enjoying his ice cream, I see.
He usually does, don't you, Daniel?
Well, it saves on the face painting, I suppose.
Nelson!
Oh, coming! Excuse me, I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye, Nelson.
Someone's in trouble by the sound of it.
Poor old Elizabeth. She could have done without that today.
You were saying about Simon. He's not really thinking of putting the rent up.
Of course not. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it.
So what does he think about it? Organic farming?
He's quite sympathetic, actually. So if you get this pork enterprise off the ground, I should think he'll be all for it.
Elizabeth!
There she is.
Julia, how nice of you to come.
I wish I hadn't now.
Excellent turnout, Elizabeth. You must be delighted.
It's great, isn't it?
How could you do it? How could you let them leave the house in such a state?
We'll get it cleaned up, I promise.
They've ruined my poor herb garden.
Just give us a few days. We really haven't had time.
We were shocked when we Nelson.
Oh, I think it's mainly superficial.
Devastation, that's the only word for it.
I've been on to the location people, and they're going to send someone back to put things right.
But that is not the point. They should never have been allowed to get away with it in the first place.
I'm sorry, Julia. I haven't got time at the moment.
Oh, don't worry. We're not staying. It's simply too painful.
We're off to have some lunch.
Lucky old you.
I suppose Nigel's deliberately keeping out of my way.
I think he's got a few other things on his mind at the moment.
Well, you can tell him from me that I've no intention of coming back until he's restored my house to its original condition.
Now, Julia...
Yes, I know, Nelson. It must seem silly to you. But believe me, that little cottage of yours is far more a home to me than this place at the moment.
Well, I'm very pleased, but...
I'm afraid you'll have to put up with me for a little while longer. But I know you don't mind.
Bye, Betty.
Ah, the very person.
Oh, morning, Janet.
Have you got a minute?
Well, if you really mean a minute, I'm a bit behind this morning.
It's about the kids, actually.
Oh, yeah? Oh, the disco was good on Saturday.
Oh, noisy. The thing is, I'm due to put in my report to the diocese how the scheme's working out.
Oh, great success, I would have thought. Look at the cricket match.
You wouldn't care to write me a couple of paragraphs to that effect?
Of course I will, if you think it'll help.
Might do. At least it'll give them a balanced picture, what the locals feel about it.
A sort of witnesses for the defence.
Well, I should go to one or two of the aunties as well.
Oh, my goodness, you are being fair.
Oh, I'll try to be. I think most people are in favour anyway, even the ones who were against it at the start.
Mike Tucker?
Well, you can't expect miracles.
Well, I'll be happy to anyway. Shall I drop it off at the vicarage?
Oh, that would be wonderful, thank you.
Now, I must go. You know what it's like getting into Felpersham at this time of day.
Ah, yes.
But at least I've got a parking space.
Hi, Usha.
Oh, hello, David.
Listen, you don't happen to know if Richard's okay for Nets on Wednesday,
do you? I'm not sure. He hasn't mentioned it.
Oh, well, can you ask him to give me a ring sometime? We've got a few decisions to make.
Yes, all right.
Cheers. I can't stop, I'm afraid. I've got a problem with a combine.
That's all right.
Right, see you then.
Bye, David.
Bye.
Somehow I can't see Richard being all that interested in cricket at the moment.
Nothing wrong, is there?
No, not really. Usual stresses and strains of working in healthcare, that's all.
I put the feed costs in at about £36 a finished animal.
Seems a bit high to me.
Well, that's adding on 50% for organic.
Of course, I was forgetting.
And that's the basic feed price there. Well, do you reckon that's about right?
I'm not sure. Could be a bit out of date.
Well, that's why I want you to have a look through them. If you got time.
Yeah, no problem. Only I was wondering why you haven't asked Phil. You did last time.
Yeah, I know. I just thought with something like the feed price, well, you might be a bit more up to date.
Well, I certainly keep an eye on it. There's quite a few of the co-op members into pigs these days, though not organic.
Yeah, so I heard.
Right, well, if you leave them with me, I'll check them over.
Oh, great. Thanks.
It's all going ahead, then.
Well, I hope so. Dad's making me do a thorough business plan, though.
Yeah, but he's not going to be worried about 10 sows.
Well, it might get a bit bigger than that. It's all in those figures.
Oh, yeah? How big exactly?
Oh, I was thinking about 40.
40 sows?
Oh, 40 pigs a month finished at Porkers.
Really? You'll be overtaking the Holler Tree soon.
Yeah, I wish.
40 organic Porkers. You sure there's a market out there?
Well, I know there is.
Where exactly?
Well, somewhere not a million miles from Ambridge.
Aren't you going to tell me? What do you think I'm going to do? Step in there first?
Well, one of your members might.
Oh, come on, John. What do you take me for?
It's a guy doing organic meat, mail order mostly, plus a few London shops.
And he's in the market for 40 a month?
Well, he could be. I've got to go over and see him first.
Well, don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
I know.
Morning, John.
Hello, David. How's it going?
Not good. We're down one combine.
What's happened?
Chain's broken on the main feed elevator.
Oh, they must have a spare, surely.
Yeah, over at the depot. It's done a fair bit of damage, though. The elevator jumped clean out of the sprocket.
So how long do they reckon?
Well, not before tomorrow morning. It's at the earliest.
Oh, great. So you won't be wanting me, then?
Yes, I will, if you're still interested.
Oh, of course I am.
No, the other machine's okay, thank goodness. They're working over at Red House at the moment, so it's a long old haul to the dryer.
Well, I'll go over there, shall I?
Yeah, okay. And don't forget to grease up the trailer first.
All right, I'll see you then.
I'll be up to join you as soon as I've had breakfast.
Okay. Oh, and thanks again, Ruth.
No problem.
Hi, how's this?
Oh, a few costings he's done for his organic pork enterprise.
All right.
I said I'd check out the feed costs.
And how's my little Pip?
She's fine. Bit of congestion, that's all. Richard's given her something.
Oh, good.
It's a lot better today. Jill's taken her over to Auntie Peggy's.
If I'd thought about it, I could have got you to ask Richard. I need to know if he's coming to Nets tomorrow night.
That reminds me, there's a message from Robert Snell on the answering machine. You can't make the match on Saturday.
Oh, brilliant. That is all I need.
A marvellous display.
Oh, hello, Vicar.
How on earth do you manage to get a show like that so late on?
Ah, it's not too bad, is it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
As a matter of fact, it was my brew who planted all this border. I try to keep it well mulched in the spring.
Ah, that's the secret, is it?
It helps, all right. Especially when you get to dry summer.
Pretty well everything I plant seems to keel over and die.
It's funny, isn't it? I know people like that before.
Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to work for weeds. Shame about that.
Ah, it is.
Look, I hope you don't mind me popping round, only I didn't get a chance to talk to you on Sunday.
Ah, you had the congregation to see to.
You must have gone out through the side door.
That's right. I wanted to see if there was any more mess over the top of the porch.
And was there?
Not that I could see, no.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And it ties in with what I heard on Monday. There's definitely fewer of them about.
The time of the year, I expect. We're coming to the end of the roosting season.
Well, yes, that's part of the reason, I expect. But I have a feeling there's more to it than that. I'm sure you've had an effect too. Your efforts to discourage them.
But you don't approve, do you? We ain't supposed to do it.
Well, we certainly mustn't break the law.
Blooming daft law it is too.
That doesn't mean I don't appreciate your concern, Mr. Forrest. The care you feel for the church.
Been there a long time, is that church?
Yes. Thanks to the devotion of people like you.
Well, I've tried to do me bit.
I was wondering if I could ask you a favour. Do say no if it's not convenient.
Oh, well, what's that then?
Well, I know you've been monitoring the numbers over there. Is there any chance you could carry on with it?
Well, they're finished now. It's the end of the season.
Not quite the end.
Well, it will be in a week or so.
And what about next year? We shall need to know when they start getting active again. It really needs someone to keep a general eye on the situation.
Well, I dare say I could do it. But I shall have to think about it.
Thank you, Mr. Forrest. And if you decide it's going to be too onerous, you will say.
I'll do that.
Good. Right, well, I'll leave you to your gardening then.
No, you'd better get on.
See you, Mr. Forrest.
Oh, Vicar. Mm-hmm. Who is it doing the flowers in church this week?
Oh, let's see now. I think it must be Jill.
Well, do you reckon she'd like a couple of bunches of them asters for next Sunday?
I meant you to wait in reception.
No, I know. Sorry.
Richard, I told you I'm quite happy to pop out and have some lunch, even though you gave me about half an hour's
notice. I needed to talk.
But I did say I'd have to finish this first. It has to go out on the DX.
Yeah, okay. You'd better get on with it then.
Oh, Richard. What did you tell Karen on the desk?
I told her I was your jilted lover and I had to see you before your husband turned up.
I've already told her about you.
I think she preferred my version.
Yeah, I bet she did.
Nice view you've got.
It's only a street.
Very nice street, though. Full of healthy-looking people all busily getting on with their lives.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what I've seen this morning. There was a guy who was as fit as you or me, threatening to thump me if I didn't give him a sick note.
Really?
Then there's this guy in his 40s, costing the health service a fortune, and all he needs to do is lose a couple of stone. That and get out of his armchair occasionally.
Typical.
And it all got off to a great start when... Well, never mind Uber. And someone gave me an ear bashing for being 10 minutes late.
Richard, if you,
do you
just
know what
let me
really
finish...
gets me? It's the language. Under blah, 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 the convener is bound by law to consider the establishment of an independent review. Oh, it's all so clinical.
I knew this was about the letter.
They're meant to support me, these people, and they're writing to me as if I'm a dodgy car salesman.
We have been through all of this.
Yeah, I know.
It's a formal procedure. The wording is as much to protect you as Barrow Club.
Okay, but it doesn't make you feel any better seeing it written down in black and white.
I get letters like that every day.
Oh, that's the point. Words are what your job's about. Mine's not. It's about getting close to people. Then you get a letter like that and you think, what's the point, eh?
Come on. Let's go and have some lunch.
Well, what about your work?
It'll wait till this afternoon. So... where are you taking me? The brasserie? Or do you fancy a pizza?
Have a sandwich.
Cheers.
Cheese and pickle in there, and there was a ham and tomato.
Great.
Why's the combine stopped?
Don't ask me. Must be tightening one of the belts.
Hope it's not another breakdown.
No way. State of the art, that combine. Oh, can I have a packet of crisps?
Of course, help yourself. That's why I brought them up here.
Oh, thanks.
I had a look at those figures, by the way.
Well, that was quick.
I reckon your total feed costs work out at about £35 a head. More or less what you said. Add in the wiener price and you're talking about £75 altogether.
Right.
Is that all you can say? I thought you were going to fall in a heap.
Well, that's about what I was expecting.
Oh, yeah?
On the premium this guy's offering, I can still clear 15 or 20 quid a head.
In that case, I should get a contract out of him before he changes his mind. Don't forget, pig prices have been way up recently. May not last at that level forever.
No. I've got to convince the old man first. He wants to know how much we're going to be laying out up front.
Well, if you're finishing 40 a month...
Well, that's the plan.
You're talking about 120 wieners at 40 quid each before you start selling any. What's that?
Nearly 5 grand.
4,800 plus feed costs. What's that?
Well, I did work it out, say, 2,800.
So that's nearly 8 grand so far.
Right.
Then there's all your arcs and feeders. Got to be another 3,000 if you buy them new.
About that.
And don't forget, it'll be Christmas before you start getting any money back.
True.
We're not talking peanuts here, John.
Well, about 11 or 12 grand, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Could be easily.
Well, maybe I'll collapse in a heap now.
You're not going to believe this.
Not another breakdown.
Brand new combine, that is. 90,000 quid's worth.
What is it this time?
Drive shaft snap. The one driving the auger. Freak accident, he reckons. The thing's still under warranty.
Well, so what happens now?
Oh, it needs a complete new unit, apparently. They may have to send abroad for it.
That's ridiculous.
I know. It's going to take 2 days at least.
Well, it's the contractor's problem, not ours. He's going to have to get another machine from somewhere.
Well, he reckons he can't. They've only got one more, and that's in use over at Waterley Cross.
So we're going to lose a couple of days.
Simon is going to love this.
So what are we supposed to do?
Well, you could try ringing around some other contractors.
What's the point? They'll all be busy.
Well, you never know.
Well, we're going to have to come up with something.
I tell you, Mum, I feel completely wrecked.
I'm not surprised.
I just fancy going away for a few days, forgetting about the whole place.
Why don't you?
Oh, how can I? I've got these marketing people coming in on Friday. Somehow I've got to get the house together by then.
You should never have been left in a state like that.
And of course Nigel manages to take himself off again at the crucial moment.
Where's he gone this time?
Guildford.
Seeing a client, I suppose.
What else?
He does seem to spend a lot of time on the road these days.
I wouldn't mind if he was pulling in new business. Half the time it doesn't lead anywhere.
I suppose you need to put your name around a bit.
Yeah, that's what he keeps telling me. It's a different story if I go off and do a couple of days' consultancy work.
I'm sure he doesn't need it.
Oh, Mum, I'm sorry.
What for, dear?
Going on like this must be the last thing you want to hear, especially first thing in the morning.
I don't mind. I only wish there was something I could do to help.
You have, just listening to me.
Doesn't seem much.
I'll just have one more cup of coffee, and then I'll get back to the fray.
I could always come over and give you a hand later on.
No, Mum, there's no need.
Oh, it's no trouble. I've just got to pop into the church for half an hour, clear out the old flowers.
It's very sweet of you, but... Well, I'm really not short of hands.
All right. Let me give you a bit of moral support, then.
I could certainly do with some of that.
Good. It's settled, then.
To be honest, there's something else I've been worrying about.
What, dear?
You know, we had some stuff put in store when we cleared the rooms for filming.
Something been damaged?
It's worse than that. Something's gone missing.
What?
Julia's portrait of Gerald. Gerald Pargeter.
Oh, no.
It used to hang in the drawing room. She's going to go ballistic when she finds out.
You're quite sure? You've been onto the storage firm?
Yeah, apparently all our stuff was in two containers. They've checked and they're both empty.
And the picture definitely went with everything else?
I saw it go on the van myself. It was me supervising the job.
Oh, dear.
So it's me who's going to be in the firing line.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Never rains but it pours.
Well, that's that sorted out.
Someone's happy anyway.
Brian's going to send over one of his combines.
Oh, good.
Why, have you had problems?
Oh, you could say that. Two combines breaking down in one day.
Gosh.
But good old Brian's turned up trumps. Oh, you're not going back to Lower Loxley, are you, Elizabeth?
I shall be in 5 minutes.
Brilliant. Any chance of dropping me off at the estate? Only I left the tractor over there last night.
Someone's happy in their work.
Oh, hi, Cathy. Sorry, do you want to come by?
No, it's all right. Take your ladder off first.
All right, thanks. There we are. Ah, and how's young Jamie then?
He's fine.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Oh, that's a very smart jacket.
Yeah, we're just going down to post a letter.
Oh, so I see. You could have put it in the box, are you, Jamie?
I expect so.
Well, I think you can just about squeeze past, can't you?
Oh, thanks. Oh, you're doing some work for Mr. Langford, are you?
Aye, that's right. I'm doing his windows and his guttering.
Ah.
Once it's done before the weather gets bad.
Oh, good idea.
So, if you'll excuse me, I...
And how are things in the Cat and Fiddle?
Yeah, they're fine, they're fine.
Oh, Sid was telling me about the widescreen TV. Now, has it been a success?
Well, it's early days yet, you know, hard to tell.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'd better get on, hadn't we, Jamie?
Yeah, see you then, Cathy.
Look, Sean, you must come over sometime. You and Peter.
Sorry?
Well, come round and have a drink with me and Sid, when you're not too busy.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
Just the man I'm looking for.
Why, me?
Oh, morning, Cathy.
Hello, Mr. Forrest. Look, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, see you, Cathy.
Yeah.
Not something I said, was it?
No, not you, Mr. Forrest.
Oh, that's good, then.
So, how can I help you?
It's that ladder of yours I'm after. You haven't got 5 minutes to spare, by any chance.
Look at that. Great sight, eh?
Combine rolling, grain dropping in the tank.
Magic.
All's well with the world, eh?
Listen, there's £100 an acre in input sitting on the top of that straw, so I shan't be sorry to see the stuff in the bin, right?
I'm not knocking it.
We can't all sit around waiting for some film company to pay us £5,000 a day.
No.
Nice machine, though. You've got to admit that.
Well, it seems to be doing the job.
Yeah, he's got some pretty good tackle, has Brian. 25 tons an hour, that bit of kit'll do.
I'm surprised he risked it, then.
Risked what?
Letting it come over here, if it's such a graveyard for combines.
Not funny.
Joking. I'm glad it's going okay.
Yeah, so am I. I can't afford any more hold-ups.
Still, fascinating though this is, I think I'd better get back.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the lift.
Any time.
Well, I'm blowed.
What?
Have you seen who's driving?
Oh, yeah, I better just say hello.
I assumed it was one of the men.
It's not a problem for you, is it?
No. As long as she does the job okay.
Hiya, Debbie.
Hi.
You've just given David a shock.
Have I? How?
So what's it like to drive, then? Pretty smooth, I imagine.
Yeah, it's okay, actually. It's
supposed to be great, that model.
Not a bad crop you've got here.
Oh, it's all right. Gets a bit thin down the far end.
I'll soon whiz through that, then. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm okay, thanks.
What have you been up to? I haven't seen you for yonks.
Excuse me, I just want to check something.
And we all know what, don't we?
Do we?
He sneaked round to see if I'm cutting it short enough.
Is that it?
4 inches. I'd have told him if he'd asked me.
Oh, well, don't be too hard on him. You're still his little cousin, that's what it is.
Yeah, I know. So, how are things at Lower Loxley, then?
Don't even ask.
Oh, that bad, eh?
I won't go on. But if you ever get a vacancy for a new tractor driver, I could be interested.
Can you get it any further along?
I lean over any more, I've got this ladder.
Oh, that ladder do then, I suppose.
Oh, cheers, Mr. Forrest. You're all hearts.
What's going on, Uncle Tom?
Oh, I did, Jill. Just hanging up a couple more mothballs.
Well, I suppose that's better than motorbikes.
Oh, you don't get a motorbike over this rafter.
Just tie it on tight.
Yeah, I am doing.
We don't want it dropping in the font.
Do you think you ought to be doing this? I gather Janet's not too happy about it.
Oh, don't worry about the bicker. We've had a little talk, her and me.
Good.
She ain't going to worry about a couple more mothballs.
That's all right, then.
How are you doing there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm on to it. I'm coming down now.
Right, well, I got it.
Seems to be in demand, that ladder of yours.
Yeah, eyes on them all. Cuts up trees, kites wrapped around television ends. Right, you're happy now, Mr. Forrest?
I know. I'm much obliged to you, Sean.
Aye, okay, then. Well, I'll get back to my guttering.
Can you manage?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, that's a pint I owe you, then.
That's a pleasure. I'll be seeing you, then.
Righto. Cheerio, Sean.
Bye. I must say it's nice to have you back at St. Stephen's again, Uncle Tom.
Who said as I was back?
Well, no one as such. Only, I saw you on Sunday morning.
I'm looking after the place, that's all. It's no different from you seeing to the flowers.
No.
The vicar's asked me to keep my eye on the bats, and that's what I'm a-doing.
I see.
And that reminds me, I've got a nice show of asters back at home. Pink and red ones. And I wondered if you'd fancy a few for in here.
I'd love some.
Right you are, then. I'll cut you a couple of bunches this afternoon.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to pop round and pick them up...
About 5 o'clock, all right?
Ah, that'll do.
Lovely.
You know, Jill, seeing him fix them mothballs up there put me in mind of decorating this church for the All King's Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we had a Thanksgiving service in here. And Squire Lawson Hope said we had to make the place look brighter than Easter Sunday.
Different world then, Uncle Tom.
And I'll tell you one thing. This place really meant somewhat to the village in them days.
Great visibility you get in here.
Yeah, nice cab, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's even got a cool box.
What?
Under your seat. A cool box.
Oh, right.
Sorry, there's no lagers in at the moment.
That's a shame.
If you told me you were coming round for the ride.
You need to go slower through this bit.
Yeah, okay.
No, only the crop's a bit thicker up this end.
I can see that.
Yeah, steady, then.
David, I've got it, all right?
Yeah, sorry.
You don't know the machine. It's got a high-rate threshing drum.
Yes, I do. I read the test report.
So just relax, okay?
Driven it a lot, have you, this harvest?
Yeah, a fair bit. Mostly as relief.
So what are the controls like? They're responsive?
Yeah, pretty good.
Now, I don't know if I'd want them all bunched up like that. It must be dead easy to overcompensate.
I wouldn't have said so.
Oh, come on, it must be.
Well, maybe you'd like to have a go yourself.
Me? Oh, well.
I'll stop at the end of the row, okay?
Oh, great, thanks.
You can try out the contoured seat.
Watch it, you need to drop the reel.
I had noticed.
Sorry.
So, have you got your team together for Saturday?
Oh, what team?
Oh, dear. Like that, is it?
Sid's dropped out. Robert Snell's gone AWOL. And my only seam bowler thinks he's getting tennis elbow.
Sounds promising.
So what are you doing Saturday afternoon, Debbie?
Better talk to my agent.
Look, don't mind me saying, but aren't you still going a touch too fast with the reel?
All right, look, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll cut a row and you cut a row, and we'll see who leaves the most grain on the ground, OK?
Oh, well...
So, how much are we putting on it? £5? Tenner?
Church used to be packed out in them days.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not talking about Christmas either. Every Sunday morning this was.
Oh, there's still quite a few, judging by the cars outside.
Not compared to how it used to be.
Well, no, it wouldn't be.
And kept so well neither. Oh, the way the women used to clean them brasses. You could see the shave in them.
Are you going to have the other half in there, Tom?
No, thanks, Cathy. I'd better be getting home. I've got some flowers to cut this afternoon.
Mind how you go, then.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Sean.
You come in for that point, I promised you.
No, you're all right, Mr. Forrest. I won't keep you now.
Well, another time then, eh?
I just popped in for a sandwich. It's not worth going back to our place.
Cheerio then, Cathy.
Oh, bye, Tom.
Bye-bye. What sort do you do then, Cathy?
Oh, hang on. I'll pass you the menu.
Thanks.
There we are.
You're quiet as well, then.
Sorry?
Thursday lunchtimes. Just the same in the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, I see.
In the old days, it used to be payday on Thursday, do you remember?
Did it?
Well, I did in South Wales, anyway. It's all different now, of course. Nobody sees a pay packet anymore, do they?
Sean, you know what I was saying this morning?
Yes?
Well, I meant it. We ought to get together sometime, the four of us. Have supper or something.
Aye, why not? We're all in the same line of business, aren't we?
Quite.
Now then, tuna, mayonnaise or ham and tomato?
I mean, that's what it's about, really, isn't it? Getting to know people. It's the only way someone like Sid's going to understand.
Sorry, Cathy, I understand... What exactly?
Well, the point is, he's never actually talked to anyone like you. Not wittingly, anyway, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't think I do know what you mean, actually.
Well, you know, people who are gay.
Oh, I see.
Nothing in it. No, did you have 56 grains on your side?
Oh, excuse us, Cathy. It's a private argument.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He can't take losing a bet. That's his trouble.
Find a chasse for me, please.
Right.
Debbie?
Yeah, and for me.
Make it two, can you, Cathy?
Okay.
How are you then, Sean?
Me? I'm fine. Fine, thanks.
Brilliant. Just make sure you stay that way.
Oh, this is your subtle way of telling me I'm in the team on Saturday?
It is. So, no being careless up ladders, okay?
Ah, you're on.
I don't suppose Sid's changed his mind, Cathy?
About playing, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, if he has, he hasn't told me about it.
Oh, that's a pity.
So what's this bet about, then, you two?
Oh, it's nothing of any consequence.
No. I wouldn't like to embarrass him.
Oh, go on.
No, really, I couldn't. You know, one of the last bastions of male pride. Well, around here, anyway. How could I rob him of it?
Go on.
OK, you talk me into it.
She's on about driving combine harvesters.
Oh, is that all?
I'm better than him. Great, eh?
Rubbish.
Mathematically proved it was. 53 grains per square metre on my side, 56 on his.
Within the margins of experimental error, that was.
Cobblers.
Oh, I hope this isn't going to turn nasty.
No, you're all right, Cathy.
Thanks. Only bloodstains show up on this floor.
Well, we'll go and settle it in the corner.
No, there's nothing to settle. We've got the figures.
Excuse us, Sean.
Yeah, I see you at next.
Hey, bring the snack menu, can you, Debbie?
Oh, yeah, sure.
The thing is, they both get classed as a low level of losses.
Yeah, except mine were lower than yours, that's all.
Three grades within one square.
Look, I'm sorry, Sean. I shouldn't.
No, it's okay.
It's
okay.
Just, I thought if Sid could just get to know you better.
Let's forget it, shall we? I said, let's forget it. Look, Kathy, it's Sid's problem, all right? It's not mine, it's not yours, it's not Peter's. It's Sid's problem. So we won't be coming to supper. Can we leave it at that?
Yeah, I see. Well, look, I'll need to talk to my husband about it. I will, yes. I'll ring you back, all right? Yes, fine. Okay, then. Bye. Bye.
Talk to me about what?
Nice, I didn't hear you come back. That was Hugh Stevens.
Oh, yes. And more consultancy work?
Well, yes, that was part of it.
Good for you, Lizzie. Same rates as last time?
Yeah, I think so. Look, he wants to come down and see us, actually.
Really? What for?
Well, he'd like to have a look around and see what we're doing.
A bit of a nerve, isn't he?
Is it?
Oh, come on, Lizzie, the chap's a competitor.
Not directly, not with us.
Not yet, maybe.
So what are you saying? We shouldn't let him come?
I don't think we should.
I see. Well, that puts me in a rather difficult position.
I don't see why.
I'm supposed to be a consultant to them.
Does that mean we have to tell them all our business secrets?
No, of course not.
Well, he's certainly going to find them out, snooping around here.
Okay. If you feel like that about it, I'll tell him not to come.
Thanks, Lizzie.
It's a bit embarrassing. I'm sorry, my husband thinks you're an industrial spy.
How about phoning the storage people while you're at it?
No way.
Why not?
There's no point. I phoned them twice already. They're still looking into it.
Well, chase them up, then.
They said they'd ring as soon as they'd found out anything.
And when's that going to be?
I've no idea.
It's not good enough, Lizzie. That's Daddy's portrait we're talking about.
I know that.
If Mummy finds out it's missing, well, she's going to be very upset.
And if they've lost it, they can't conjure it out of thin air.
OK, I'll phone them. What's their number?
It's on the pad.
So when exactly was it you rang them?
Tuesday morning, the first time, while you were swanning around in Guildford.
I wasn't swanning around.
Oh, and then I rang again yesterday, and they said they were still investigating.
I bet they were. Hello? Yes, I want to speak to someone about a missing item. Well, of course I'm a customer. Pargeter, Lower Loxley. Thank you. You've got to push these people, Lizzie, otherwise they'll fob you off.
They didn't fob me off.
Oh, come on. How long does it take to look in a couple of containers? Yes, speaking. Well, why not? Well, then there's obviously something wrong with your procedures, that's all I can say. It's not a question of compensation. It's irreplaceable, that portrait.
Morning.
Nelson, come in.
Ah, thank you.
No, not now. I'll speak to him later on.
Oh, dear, am I disrupting the world of corporate leisure?
No, it's all right. The world of corporate leisure's taken the day off. Have a seat.
Ah, thanks.
I'm afraid I'll have to phone you back. Yes, I'm sorry. Goodbye. Nelson, how nice to see you.
Oh, I'm so sorry to barge in on you like this.
Not at all. We're delighted, aren't we, Lizzie?
Absolutely.
Now then, where's Mummy? Have you brought her back?
What are they like? Any good?
Look okay to me.
How many there?
Oh, about 50, I reckon.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a few myself, if the price is right.
What are you after roofing sheets for?
To put on a roof, what else?
Makes sense, I suppose.
That turkey shed of ours. There's no way it's going to last another winter.
Well, maybe we ought to split them then. There's no point in bidding against each other.
How many do you need for them pig arcs of yours?
Well, 30 ought to do it. Only enough for them 10 gilts of mine, the old spots.
Well, there you go then. You have your 30 and I'll have the rest.
I could have done with a lot more, really.
Expanding, are you?
Yeah, I wish.
Hey, you seen all them workshop tools over there?
Yeah, not in bad nick, are they?
Yeah, pretty good, I thought.
You going to go for them?
Yeah, might do. Stick him in the car boot sale Saturday.
Yeah, what about the electric fencing? You still interested in that?
Yeah, it could be. Lot 48 I've got my eye on. The high tensile wire.
Yeah, same as me.
Okay. So why don't we do a deal?
Good idea. I tell you what, you give me a clear run on these roofing sheets, and I'll stay out of the bidding on lot 48. How's that?
And we do a bit of dealing afterwards.
Why not? Save us both a few quid.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, really.
Right, let's go and have a cup of tea then. I reckon we've just about got time before they start selling.
Oh, delightful room, this. I don't know how Julia can bear to leave it.
Well, you can tell her we're back to normal again. No more costume boxes in the hall.
You're very relieved.
Apart from the heaps of scaffolding in the courtyard, you wouldn't know they've been here.
Good.
So whenever she wants to move back...
I'll let her know.
And when do you think it might be, Nelson?
Oh, not long, I shouldn't think.
So maybe she'll be back at the weekend?
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Here we are, then.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth.
That's the jacket she wants.
Ah, good.
And I think this must be the skirt. It's the only tweed that could conceivably be described as green.
That's the one, then.
If it isn't, you'll have to pop back. Or she will.
Yes, why didn't she come herself, Nelson?
Well, she's afraid you might still be in a mess. It came as a bit of a shock on Monday.
Well, you can tell her we're fine now.
Oh, indeed I can.
We're totally shipshape again, aren't we, Lizzie?
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'd better be on my way. No, it's all right. I can find my way out.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm fine. You must come and see me at the wine bar one of these days. Even if Julia does refer to it as a 1970s time capsule.
That's why we like it.
Lizzie.
I know what you mean. So, don't leave it too long, will you?
Bye, Nelson.
See you, Nelson. What a relief. I thought he was going to notice Daddy's portrait.
You mean the gap where it used to be?
Exactly. Whatever possessed you to show him in here, Lizzie?
Well, we couldn't leave him sitting in the office.
Well, thank goodness it wasn't Mummy. At least we've got another couple of days.
What did the storage people say?
Oh, I must get back to them. They were just putting me through to the MD.
Okay. Think I'll get on with the VAT.
I ought to make you phone them, really. I mean, you're the one who got us into this mess. You're responsible for that side of the operation.
Sit down, Nigel.
Sorry, I've got to make that phone call.
I said sit down.
What is it, Lizzie?
I think it's time you and I had a serious talk.
Okay, that'll do.
All right.
Fine. I could have collected these potatoes the other day. I don't know why I didn't, really.
It's no problem.
There we are. Okay. Hang on. I'll give you a hand.
Yeah, well, I hope these are okay. We get them from a farm over Felpersham way.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Okay?
Yep.
And the other one?
Oh. Thanks, Pat.
Pleasure.
Right. Well, I'll get off then.
Is there something else, Cathy?
Oh, yes, there is, actually, if I'm not keeping you from anything.
No, nothing. They won't wait. What's it about?
Sean Myerson. You know, I said I might have a word with him.
And did you?
Yes, but I wish I hadn't now. I think I've made it worse.
Oh, Cathy.
Oh, I just feel so embarrassed.
Was he angry?
Well, not so much angry. It was as if he'd been there so many times he couldn't be bothered with it.
Well, you meant well.
No, I meant well, all right. Shame about the hobnailed boots.
Oh, they're back.
Where have they been?
Farm sale.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
No, it's okay. There's no hurry.
I suppose I just wanted to talk to someone.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Hiya, Pat, Cathy.
Oh, hi.
I'll be with you in a minute, okay?
Okay. Can you give me a hand, Lily?
I'm not going to stand here and watch you, am I?
She really want to know it's me who feels angry.
You?
Yes, angry with myself for being so blooming pathetic.
You weren't pathetic.
And I'm angrier with Sid for causing this situation in the first place. Ah, well, it's his problem, not mine. Sean's quite right.
Look, give it time, eh?
Yeah. I must let you get on. Thanks for listening.
It's okay. Only wish I could help.
I'll see you.
Okay, bye, Cathy.
Bye.
So, a successful morning, was it then?
Yeah, you could say that.
What's up with Cathy this morning? Bit off, isn't she?
Well, what have you bought then, Eddie?
Ah, you know, bits and pieces for the boot sale, mostly.
Mm, electric fencing, I see. Is that yours too?
Not all of it. John's having some, ain't you, John?
Yeah, probably.
How much did you spend, John?
Oh, it's okay, Mum. £230.
All right. Well, make sure you keep a record of it.
Of course I will.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it. Are you going to stay and have some lunch, Eddie?
Ah, no, thanks, Pat. I better get off.
Well, it's up to you. I'll see you in 10 minutes then, John.
Okay, Mum.
Right, so how much of this fencing you going to have, John?
None of it.
What do you mean, none of it?
Well, I told you, you paid too much.
Well, not my fault, was it? That bloke in the cap bidding the price up. He's still a good boy, though.
Sorry, Eddie, I can't afford it.
Oh, come on, you can have a few metres.
It's a lot cheaper at Felpersham Market.
Never mind Felpersham Market.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Come on, we've got a deal.
Not at that price we haven't.
Oh, well, cheers, John. Thanks a lot.
Well, do you still want some of these roofing sheets?
Well, if you're not having the electric fence...
I'll still sell them to you. £8 each.
£8?
That's the price.
You only paid six. There was nobody bidding.
Lucky, eh?
You're still getting a bargain.
But you're a con artist, John Archer. Do you know that?
Ah, what's the matter, Eddie? It's only business, that's all.
Hello, Nelson.
Oh, Elizabeth, we meet again.
Aren't you going to join me?
You're not on your own, surely.
I am, as it happens. Nigel might come down later. Well, there again, he might not.
Ah, I see.
Actually, we've had a slight difference of opinion, Nigel and I.
Oh, dear.
I think he's stubborn and pig-headed. He disagrees.
This wouldn't have anything to do with a certain mutual friend.
How did you guess?
An inspired hunch, that's all.
What's her game, Nelson?
Oh, I'm not sure there is one.
Not another ploy to make Nigel feel guilty again.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's not much of a sport. Like potting pheasants when they're on the ground.
I don't think you're being quite fair to her. She was very upset by the film company.
But they've gone now.
And when she saw the chaos they'd left behind.
That's gone as well. I'm sorry, Nelson. It's getting to us, that's all. I think we need a holiday.
Don't we all?
Why, Kathy?
Ah, there we are then. Those are the salmon and cucumber, and that's the ham.
Thanks. You're going to have to help me eat these, Nelson.
No, I wouldn't dream of it.
Yes, you must.
You know, Robert Snell's just been telling me about his holiday.
Oh, have they been away then?
It's for the autumn. They've just confirmed it, apparently. They're off to the States.
Whereabouts?
Oh, I'm not sure. They're doing a house swap. They've arranged it through the internet, apparently.
Wish we could swap Lower Loxley.
Well, anyway, enjoy your sandwiches.
Thanks, Kathy.
Shane says I ought to get wired up. Sounds extremely unpleasant to me.
Come on, Nelson, eat up.
I'd better not. No, Julia's making a risotto.
Oh, and that other crowd.
Ah, yes.
Great start to the weekend.
Ah, happy days.
These days we hardly ever get out of Lower Loxley. You know what it's like.
Julia thinks we need a relaunch. Get back on the social circuit.
Are you going to?
Oh, well, you know, Julia. I don't suppose I'm going to get any choice in the matter.
Coming up.
Okay, I think we'll call that a load.
Great. Let's have a breather, shall we?
Got any of that drink left?
Yeah, a bit.
Can I have some? I'm parched.
Look at them. Must be about the last small bales in Borsetshire.
Oh, don't knock them.
Oh, I'm not.
Very handy, small bales.
There you go.
Oh, cheers. So, when are you going to show me some figures on this pork enterprise of yours?
Soon.
You're taking your time with them.
Well, I've finished them now. Cash flows and everything.
Oh, good.
What about tonight?
Yeah, fine. Not going out with Haley?
Not tonight.
Okay, tonight it is.
I reckon you'll be impressed. There's a pretty good margin in it.
Oh, yeah?
15 quid a finished animal. Not bad, eh?
Oh, sounds all right. What about your capital outlay?
You finished with the drink?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Oh, cheers.
So, how much are we talking about, John? What are you going to have to find up front?
Well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it properly.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
Well, I was reckoning on about 40 porkers a month.
40?
Well, it's not all that many when you think about it. Not with the way the market's going.
So, how much are you going to have to find?
Don't forget, it'll be spread over 3 months. I don't need it all at the start.
How much, John?
About 12,000.
12,000?
Well, I could maybe get it down a bit. You've seen those arcs I've made.
Oh, come off it, John. We know what the costs are. 2/3 of them are feed costs.
Oh, yes.
A few homemade arcs won't make a lot of difference.
It all helps.
Oh, here's your mum. Oh, she's timed that well, just when we've got the thing loaded.
I agree, the costs are quite high. They're bound to be. It's organic, isn't it?
Oh, come on, let's get this lot home, shall we?
The point is, the profit's there as well. What does it matter what the costs are, as long as you've got the profit at the end of it?
Well, it's not quite that simple. You've still got to find the cash to start.
Yeah, with. I know.
Then you've got your risk element. You're bound to have some losses.
Not many.
No, hopefully.
Not if you're doing the job properly.
It's still a mistake to be too stretched at the start. However much profit you're expecting to make.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Mum.
Don't worry, Pat. you can help us unload at the other end.
I've spent long enough in that dairy this week. I thought I'd come and chuck some bales about.
Oh, be my guest, love.
Do a bit of proper farming for a change.
I was just saying how much you can make from organic pork at the moment.
We're going through the figures tonight, Pat.
Good.
This is the time to go for it, while the market's expanding.
Now, I'm sorry, John, but I honestly think you're moving too fast.
Well, at least wait until you've seen the figures, Dad.
Well, anyway, how about we leave the discussion till later? Only I was looking forward to a nice, peaceful afternoon in the fresh air.
I'm going to have to go soon.
We haven't had anything to eat yet.
I had a sandwich before you got here.
Oh, great.
Well, how long was I supposed to wait?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was unavoidable.
Oh, and is that all the explanation I get?
All right, if you want the details. I was halfway back from seeing Mrs. Thompson over at Little Croxley, and I suddenly remembered I hadn't been in to see old Mr. Flint.
Richard.
Oh, it's all right. Wasn't urgent or anything. Just meant I had to go all the way back.
You're turning into a real scatterbrain.
Is it any wonder?
All right, let's not have that again.
Okay.
You should have phoned me.
Oh, come on, Usha, don't give me a hard time. You know what it's like at the moment.
Well, it hasn't exactly been plain sailing for me either.
I know.
I've got virtually the same client load in both places. Not that I'm going to keep them all.
Well, why not?
Too expensive, aren't I?
Worth every penny.
I've had one complaint already.
What about the fee?
Wants to know why it's suddenly gone up 25%.
Reasonable question.
What choice have I got? It's the firm that lays down the charge out rate.
Let's hope you haven't priced yourself out of the market then.
Oh, thanks.
You'll be all right. At least you haven't got someone trying to get you struck off.
Richard.
You don't know what it's like. Whatever I'm doing, there it is at the back of my mind.
You are getting it out of proportion.
Oh, great. What's that supposed to mean? What's the right proportion, for goodness sake?
I've really got to go.
Oh, Usha, I'm sorry.
Look, if you're so worried, why don't you ring up the health authority?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good idea.
You've got contacts in there. Use them.
That's true.
Anyway, I'll see you later, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Don't look so miserable.
Sorry to keep you. What would you like?
Not for me, Nelson.
But you're going?
Duty calls, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
But look, you can get this man. Today is special. And it's on me. All right.
Well, I reckon you're being incredibly short-sighted.
I think your dad's got a point.
Ah, thank you, Pat.
Seems only sensible to start off in a modest way, at least till you've got the system running smoothly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get all the snags ironed out. That's the time to start scaling up.
I get it. Half a dozen pigs, run it as a hobby.
No, that is not what I said.
Well, that's what you meant, though, isn't it?
John, have you given any thought to the work involved in all this?
Well, yeah, of course I have.
Over 100 pigs? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know.
They're going to want caring for every morning, even after you've had a late night on the disco.
I'll handle it, Dad. You really don't have to worry, I promise you that.
It's a serious point, though. Your father and I have got quite enough on our plates.
You can say that again.
We simply haven't got the time to cover for you on a new enterprise, even if we wanted to.
Well, no one's asking you to.
Fine.
I still think you may be being too ambitious, John. You'll have the sows to look after as well, remember?
Well, only 10 Gloucester Old Spots.
So? Why not start off with a dozen weaners and see how it goes?
A dozen?
Yeah, it won't be a bad little income, if the margin's as good as you say it is. What do you think, Pat?
Well, I agree with you. I think 40 a month's too many.
Mum, I thought you were a favour.
John, it's a new enterprise. We all want it to be a success. Why burden yourself with a huge great debt from the start? It's putting too much pressure on you.
Yeah, but that's what I want.
No, your mum's right. You'll have a far better chance if you build it up slowly.
Yeah, but in the meantime, someone will step in and grab the market.
Oh, no. That's not likely to happen. Not if it's expanding like you say it is.
I just reckon we're missing a great chance here.
No, you're not missing it.
Well, 12 pigs a month, as good as.
All right. Why don't we say 20 a month? What do you think, Tony?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's more like it.
I wouldn't have thought that was too much of a risk.
Yeah, okay. Let's look at the figure, shall we?
Yeah, of course. But you'd be happy with that, would you, John?
It's not as good as 40, but yeah, I could live with that.
Good.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, hello, Richard.
Sorry to interrupt the work, but can I leave you our vegetable order?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. One of us will pick them up in the morning.
Fine.
Right. Well, I'll leave you to your bales.
Oh, can I ask you something, Richard?
Yeah, sure, if you're quick.
If you got a chance to buy organic pork as well as veg, would you go for it?
I think I probably would.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Especially if it was anything like the last lot you did. Mind you, that wasn't organic, was it?
No, no. But this will be even better.
I'll be looking out for it then. I must go. I've got some phone calls to make.
Bye.
There we are.
Oh.
Now, you just sit there and relax, Nelson. Do you know, I hadn't realised how peaceful it could be living in a village. No wonder you've never moved to anywhere more grand.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, you'd never believe the commotion over at Lower Loxley. And I'm not just talking about that wretched film company either.
No?
Oh, it seems to be some sort of racket going on. Especially with these dreadful management courses.
Really?
Oh, yes, yes, all the time. Banging away at the cave pigeons or revving up those four-wheel drive things they all seem to go in for. Oh, dear. No. No, it's a real little haven, this place.
Oh, I like to think so.
An oasis of tranquility. I've been feeling a different person since I came to stay here, I can tell you.
Good.
And now I've got a few of my own bits and pieces around me.
So you're feeling fairly settled, then?
Oh, home from home, Nelson. Absolute home from home.
And you think you'll be staying a little while longer?
I'm just taking it a day at a time, that's all.
I see.
And if you're worrying about Nigel and Elizabeth, please don't.
Julia!
I'm sorry if that sounds hard, but really, they've shown me very little consideration. Won't do them any harm to stew for a while.
You don't feel you should give them some small indication of when you intend to go back?
Oh, absolutely not.
I see. Well, it's up to you, of course.
So, you see, we shall have heaps of time to plan the relaunch of the wine bar.
Good.
Now then, what do you think of my little idea? You know, the cafe bar boulevard style.
It's very interesting.
Well, I knew you'd like it.
But let's just remember, this is Borchester we're talking about, not Hampstead.
I know. Isn't it exciting? We've got a chance to make that dreary little town a bit more fun.
That's very kind of you, John. Just put them on the table, can you?
There we are.
Thanks.
No problem.
Well, you really didn't need to. We could have picked them up in the morning.
Ah, that's okay. We had all the stuff in the shop anyway.
Well, we really appreciate it.
Oh, you want to stay off the road tomorrow morning if you can? Eddie Grundy's car boot sale, remember?
Oh, yeah, good thinking.
Oh, hello, John.
Hello, Richard.
John's brought round the vegetables.
Oh, great. Are you in the team tomorrow, Richard?
As far as I know.
Well, you will be, then. From what I hear, David Archer's having a hard enough time just finding 11-fit blokes.
Right.
Oh, if you want to hear a grown man cry, just ring up David and tell him you sprained your ankle.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks again, John.
Anytime. See you.
Bye. Richard, are you okay?
They're going ahead. The health authority.
Oh, no.
They're going to hold an independent review. The convener decided this morning, apparently. There's an official letter in the post.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Still, we need to look on it positively. This is going to clear up the whole matter at last.
Is it?
Well, definitely. That's the point of a formal process. It's as much in your interest as Barraclough's.
I wish I could see it that way.
Darling, you really mustn't let it get to you.
I used to believe in this job, you know. Not all that dewy-eyed Dr. Cameron rubbish. Just going round trying to make things a bit easier for people.
You still do believe in it?
Well, do I? When something like this happens, you start to wonder if there's any point to it at all.
Have a rehearsal, then.